Because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right, now, guys, have you ever wondered why sometimes the packaging for items at Costco is so big when the item you're buying is actually quite small? Doesn't seem to make any sense, does it? But, oh, it does. At least it does for Costco, anyway. Here to give us the inside scoop on this is Dominic Reuter, senior reporter at Insider. Dominic.
All right, so if you've ever gone to Costco, you'll notice that everything in there is kind of bigger than normal. Even the small things are bigger when you go into one of those warehouses. So the thing that a lot of folks that might not shop there aren't used to, and maybe those who do, you'll be sort of struck by, like, you'll see like a half-ounce jar of cosmetics that's held in a very large, awkwardly sized package. And that can be either, you know, plastic or cardboard or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I decided to look into that, and it turns out that it's a big essential design of how the store works, and it really helps drive down costs. This thing that sort of appears to be wasteful or excessive is, in fact, helping the company create less waste and actually bring a better cost savings to the consumers and keep prices down.
And how does it do that?
So everything at Costco revolves around the standard shipping pallet, your 40-inch by 48-inch rectangle of shipping pallets. And pretty much everything comes to these Costco stores on one of those shipping pallets. And almost everything is sold while sitting on one of those shipping pallets.
And I would imagine every inch of one of those shipping pallets needs to be full.
You would think that. But if you have something really expensive, like fancy cosmetics, that suddenly gets astronomically expensive, right? If you fill up a full shipping pallet cube of $40 an ounce face cream, that's going to be something like $20,000 worth of product. And Costco needs everything. In addition to it fitting on a pallet, it needs things to move reasonably quickly. And that many units would just sit there on the floor for a very long time and not work with Costco's business model.
Okay.
So it needs to sort of create more buffer space around each spot, each item that is being sold. But at the same time, it needs to avoid requiring anyone to handle that product in the store. No employees actually have to stock it on the shelf, pull it out of one box and put it somewhere else. Everything sort of happens in one very almost elegant flow of land the pallet, unwrap it, and it's good to go. So Costco is known for selling very large things.
Right.
And they also sell some things that are very small. And in the process of selling those small things and making those small things fit in the large warehouse environment, they have to include them in oversized, sort of curiously large packaging. And that packaging serves to match several functions and needs for the company that are kind of unexpected, I think. So several of the things that that does is it helps cut down waste for the company. It helps cut down touch time, sort of stocking time for the company. And it helps, at the end of the day, keep prices lower for customers. Part of the experience of going to Costco, I feel like, you know, the chickens are a feature of Costco. $5 chickens is a feature of Costco. $1.50 hot dogs, a feature of Costco. This sort of cardboard packaging size is almost a feature of Costco. If you look at gift cards, they sell them in panels. They don't sell little stanchions of end cap gift cards like you see at Target or Walmart or your grocery store. The gift cards are sold in something that looks like a piece of notebook paper. And then at the same time, most of these other small products are sold in formats that are similarly sized to this sort of format of notebook paper. So the packaging expert, Michael Carrier, that I talked to, he advises companies to fit things a lot of times in a 10-inch wide by 11-inch high format. And that's sort of the magical Costco ratio, the magical Costco dimensions for small products. Any smaller, and it tends to get sort of lost in the warehouse environment. Any smaller, and it's a little bit easier to pocket those things. Right? That these large items really help keep people from walking out with the stuff. They help you see it from across the warehouse when it's packed in there next to, you know, jumbo sized boxes of granola bars and other kinds of household commodities that you would want to pick up at the store. So it's all sort of part of a bigger strategy.
All right. Dominic Reuter, senior reporter at Insider. Appreciate you bringing the story to us. Thanks for being on. Headed to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.